All right, so yeah, got a good game on tap here. The 2-3 St. Vincent team that's graduated five seniors of the state championship squad from last season. Hillsboro got all the way to the state quarters in their respective class state tournament last season. And so both teams very, very strong heading into this year, although St. Vincent and Hillsboro record-wise, a little bit of a slow start. 2-3 for St. Vincent, 2-2 for Hillsboro, but the competition has been fierce and has been quite competitive. And as you'll hear Coach Pistorio say in our pregame interview with her, talking about March, yeah, you know what? Let's not read too much into that. Let's wait till we get to April and May. That's when it really matters. She'll talk about that. We'll talk about that with her. And yeah, so that's what we have for you. Tonight, it's girls soccer. It's Hillsboro. It's St. Vincent. Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We'll come back here in 30 seconds with St. Vincent head coach Caitlin Pistorio, and then we'll wrap up our interview portion with Chris Schott of the Hillsboro Hawks. Don't go away. 30 seconds before Caitlin Pistorio joins us on KREI and KJEF.
That gives so many chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
Time for another Spring Kachin keyword. Alpha Media is giving away $1,000 each weekday through April 26th. The keyword this hour is courtesy of National Fence and Gate for all your livestock fencing, locally owned and operated. Go to MIMOinfo.com and enter the keyword orange, and you could win $1,000. Again, the keyword is orange. This is a nationwide contest open to U.S. residents 18 years or older.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on KJEF and KREI, joined by Caitlin Pistorio of the St. Vincent Indians girls soccer team. Just about ready for kickoff here, Coach, and this Hillsboro team certainly has some weapons in the midfield, specifically Abby Schott. Your thoughts on her and how your team today has to shut her down?
Yeah, we've had to focus on Abby Schott. I think every time we played Hillsboro, I feel like she's been there 6 or 7 years at this point. But, yeah, she's, of course, you can't forget about her. You can't lose sight of her. So our hope is to try and control the midfield and not be reactive to what she does.
I know it was a tough 1-0 loss for you guys last night against Fredericktown. Can you kind of dive into some details about that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, Fredericktown's a heck of a program. They've definitely revamped from the last couple years. First half, we struggled controlling the center of the field, and that's the one area we've got to improve on. We did much better in the second half, but it was a little bit too little too late at that point.
All right, Coach, key contributors for you guys to pick up a win here tonight at Hillsboro.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to our center mids. Like I said, we really got to control the center of that field. We got to keep the ball away from Abby Schott, keep patient with her, don't let her get by us, really.
Coach, you've been doing this for 5 years now, two state championships under your belt. You get a pretty good feeling that the girls pay good attention and know exactly what it's going to take to keep winning?
Yeah, I mean, I always tell them nobody cares about March, you know, as far as I should rephrase that, but, you know, nobody – whenever we win the state title, nobody asks us, how'd you do in March? Yeah. You know, March is all about, and even the early part of April, is all about improving on our weaknesses and peaking at the right time. And so right now it's just keeping them positive, keeping them understand, buying the system that, hey, we be patient, we play our game, we improve these little things, and, you know, we can really get pretty far.
Well, Coach, I'd listen to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That is Caitlin Pistorio, St. Vincent girls soccer head coach, joining us on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We'll have your starting lineups and kickoff next.
The Spring Kachin Cash Contest is an Alpha Media company-wide contest for your chance to win $1,000 daily. No purchase necessary to enter or win. You'll receive an email confirming entry. One winner will be chosen for each day. Contest is open to U.S. residents 18 years or older. Contest is sponsored by participating Alpha Media stations, Optivada, National Fence and Gate, the Historic Tanglefoot Association, City of Festus, Fisher Furniture, Prairie Farms, and the Farmington Regional Chamber of Commerce. Alpha Media, other participating stations, Optivada, or their parent subsidiary, and affiliated entities, advertising agencies, promotional partners, and members of their families or households are not eligible to enter or win. Odds of winning depend on number of entries received. Contest is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations, void where prohibited. Participants must sign all contest release and waiver forms to be eligible to win the prize. The contest begins on Monday, March 25th, 2019, and ends on Friday, April 26th, 2019. To participate in the contest, you must listen to the participating radio station at the specified time and enter the word that wins at MIMOinfo.com. Contest sponsors are not responsible for technical failures or malfunctions of any kind. For full contest rules, please visit MIMOinfo.com. Decisions of station management with respect to the contest are final.
Soccer team, one half of our men.
matchup here tonight. And Coach, this St. Vincent team, two-time state champions, but they got a lot of fresh faces and some girls that were on last year's team, but weren't the major contributors like the ones that did graduate. But you know, they're a few games in. They're 2-3. They've played a tough schedule. Your thoughts on them?
I went down and watched them play Fredericktown last night, so kind of have an idea of what they like to do and what they don't like to do. I mean, depending on what Fredericktown was focused on taking away. This point in the season, though, we're still worried about kind of getting our girls in shape of what we want to do, and if we feel we do what we can do well consistently, we can come out on top. But you know, if we take them lightly, knowing that, you know, Corinne graduated, you know, the player of the year last year in the conference, if we take things lightly, they'll sneak up on us and get us. So I'm just concerned on the way we play tonight, and if we play well, you know, we can win this game, but we got to be consistent from that opening whistle.
Tough losses against tough opponents for you guys this year, Northwest and Webster Groves, two teams that are really strong this year. But if you could pick one or two things from the team that you have liked so far, what are they?
When we played the Webster Groves game, we played with a lot more intensity than we did against Northwest. I'm not really sure why, but I know a 4-0 scoreline doesn't sound good, but our girls pretty much challenged and high-pressed every ball on the field, regardless if it was in the attacking third or defensive third. And we caused them some problems. We gave up a couple soft goals, and we were short three starters. So that's not an excuse. That's just one of those things where, you know, I'm not saying if we have those three, we win that game. But if we have those three, I know we're in much better shape to play a team like that, because, you know, you can't go into a game like that without depth, you know. And I know teams like that have a lot more depth than we do. So when we suffer three losses like that, it's kind of tough to make it up. But some girls played really well that we didn't expect. Not that we didn't expect them to, but, you know, throw them into the fire against a team like that, you know, I thought they responded real well.
And real quickly, Coach, one or two keys to a win?
Get up early and just possess the ball on them and try to frustrate them without letting them see too much.
Perfect. Thank you for your time. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
That is Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsboro girls soccer team, joining us on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show here on KJF and KRI. I will get back to it in just a few.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Matt Greenwood back with you at Hillsboro High School as we get this St. Vincent and Hillsboro girls soccer game started a tad early. Hope you enjoyed our conversations with Chris Schott of the Hillsboro Hawks and Caleb Pastorio of St. Vincent. Right now, it's Hillsboro and the Indians battling for the ball around the 30-yard line, and Hillsboro just got a toe to it, but no possession quite yet as trying to turn and kick the ball forward is Hannah Vaughn. It deflects back towards goal as St. Vincent about 20 yards away from the Hillsboro net, and dribbling with it between the 10 and the 15 and losing the ball was number 10, Megan Leip, and so that ball is scooped up in the 18-yard box by the Hillsboro goalkeeper, Mackenzie Baker. Hillsboro operating right to the left in this first half, and we'll go ahead and ease our way into the starting lineups here in a second as the ball right now is with the Hillsboro back line, and charging forward and losing possession was Rachel Hamilton. And now St. Vincent has in the middle of the pitch between the hashes. We'll use the hashes here on the football field to describe the inside and outside part of where the ball is. Right now it's outside those hashes, and St. Vincent trying to still get the ball forward. They've kind of had a little bit of possession here on the Hillsboro side of the field as a loose ball gets rolled out of bounds and a throw-in coming for the Hillsboro Hawks. Let's go ahead and get to your starting lineups here. Brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Actually, hang on. The throw-in for Hillsboro was won by St. Vincent, batted out of bounds by the Hawks. Another throw for the Indians. Now they're just outside 18-yard box on the near side, and Hillsboro's able to take it away. Right foot kick there by Abby Schott in the midfield, coach's daughter, but the pass to the other side of the field is deflected back towards the Hillsboro goal. St. Vincent trying to thread a ball through as number 14, Callie Seaball, tried to get that ball between the back line. Hillsboro protected the net and cleared it to the 30. And losing it off of her right foot is Hillsborough. And they get it right back. That's number five, Faith Wilson, who lost it for a moment, got it back, lost it again. And, hey, there you go, another pinball back in her onto her right foot. And then she tried to find Abby Shotford, couldn't quite get it to her. St. Vincent has the ball near midfield, and they kick it forward, bounces off a defender's foot, and St. Vincent will turn and fire a stretch pass to the near side by number 15, Jenna Leip. And she winds up rolling that one out of bounds about 30 yards away. So here is the Presbyterian Manor starting lineups for St. Vincent. Up top, two forwards, Callie Seaball and Jenna Leip. In the midfield, Megan Leip, Anna Schwartz, Mary Schwartz, and Megan Henneman. And on the back four for St. Vincent as they institute a 4-4-2, will be Lacey Best on defense, as well as Liz Wibbenmeyer, Sarah Kapp, and Zoe Wibbenmeyer. Possession right now for Hillsborough, but on their end of the field, on their defensive end, and they lose it. St. Vincent tries a ball forward along the line there and the sideline, and Leip looking for Callie Seaball, couldn't find her. Ball winds up on the other side of the field now as Hillsborough clearing their line. St. Vincent from the back line trying to play it forward as Zoe Wibbenmeyer boots it towards the far sideline. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hillsborough. Here's a toss in for St. Vincent. Indians in their Serenity Hospice Care uniforms that are all white, tops and shorts, with navy blue numbers and a black trim. Here's a ball into the 8-yard box. Hillsborough's defense stands there. Ball trickles out of the box, and there's a shot into the side netting on the far side of the pitch outside the post. And I believe that was number 15 for St. Vincent. It was Jenna Leip. Jenna spelled with a G. So just a goal kick for Hillsborough taken by one of the defenders, and they boot it forward to the 40. Good kick there. Now Hillsborough in possession near midfield. Pass through the blue H here at the football stadium. St. Vincent picks up the scraps, and they kick it forward. That is number 40, Megan Henneman, given a chance to Jenna Leip to chase it. She does. Chases it right out of bounds. It was helped along the way by Hillsborough. So St. Vincent with the throw-in. Ball pinballs around. St. Vincent able to collect it. Pass into the 18-yard box. Skips through the back line and right into the midst of Hillsborough's goalkeeper, Mackenzie Baker. Mackenzie Baker, for those of the folks that follow Hillsborough sports, basketball player, and first time ever, we mean this ever, playing soccer. So how about that? She gets thrown into a very important position, the goalkeeper spot. So she was able to kick the ball clear all the way to the St. Vincent side of the field, and St. Vincent returns it back to Hillsborough side. Sarah Kapp winds up kicking it out of bounds off of an assistant coach. It'll be a throw-in for Hillsborough. By the way, Brianna Seaball, or Bree Seaball, one of the forwards for the Hillsborough Hawks in their Presbyterian Manor starting lineups. Far side of the pitch right now, Hillsborough going right to left. And losing the ball out of bounds was Colleen Tice. Hillsborough going with a 4-3-3. That's four defensemen, three midfield, three forwards. That throw-in for Hillsborough winds up on the right foot of St. Vincent. 30-yard pass forward, trickles low to the ground. On the chase there was Jenna Leip. Back line for Hillsborough clears it. And they keep the ball in play, now in midfield between the hashes. At about the 35-yard line, Abby Schott turns, fires it with the right foot, bounces off an Indian defensive midfielder, and back to Schott. Schott turns to her back line, finds Hannah Vaughn. Hannah Vaughn tries to kick it forward. She does. She finds a teammate. Extra pass now to Molly Dooley. Dooley's the one dribbling with it. Tries to get a ball around two Indian defenders, but they step in the way, and that was Zoe Wibbenmeyer who located the ball and kicked it clear. Ball chased to the Hillsborough side. Jenna Leip putting a little bit of pressure on Lauren Keene. Keene kicks it out of bounds. Throw in St. Vincent. Scoreless here in the first half. 32 and a half to play. 40-minute halves. No yellow cards or red cards so far. And no true shots on goal. One did hit the net, but it was off to the side and never threatened. There's a loose ball that will roll out of bounds along the touchline, and it's going to be a goal kick for Hillsborough. Again, Brianna Seabaum is one of the forwards. And you also have number three, Molly Dooley, although it looks like she's sort of, at this point, kind of dropped back a little bit and playing midfield, playing facilitator instead of Abby Schott. So goal kick taken by Hillsborough. Ball comes to the near sideline after rattling about off a couple of legs. And now St. Vincent will try to cross it into the 18-yard box. Here's a toe poke towards net. And Mackenzie Baker had it roll up her left arm and able to keep it out of the back of the net as there was a shot there by Megan Henneman. So first true shot of the game goes to Megan Henneman of St. Vincent. And we're still scoreless with 31 and a half to play. Goal kick for Hillsborough. It's a drop kick to about the 35. St. Vincent picks it up. Pass between bodies. Hillsborough able to knock it away. And now Hillsborough possesses it. A back four for St. Vincent as three Hawks coming right at him. Right now it's number 12, Abby Schott. Gets rid of the ball. Goes towards net. Her teammate, number 11, Colleen Tice, loses it. Right around the 15-yard line. Tyso not giving up, putting pressure on St. Vincent's defense. She wins the ball back, and she's nudged from behind, lost the ball. St. Vincent gets it. Jenna Leip on the far sideline. Puts a right boot to it towards midfield. It skips off the toes of Callie Seabon. Hillsborough back in possession. On the near sideline, going right to left. 5 yards away from the corner flag. Right foot shot, number 10. It's blocked 2 yards in front of the net. Deflected towards Abby Schott. Her effort on goal is also blocked aside. Back towards the 30-yard line. Abby Schott gets it back. Tries to play a 1-2 with number 20, Hannah Vaughn. But ball winds up being cleared by St. Vincent. Hillsborough back in possession inside the 20-yard line, dribbling with it and then losing it. Colleen Tice, but somehow she finds her way back to the ball. And lost it again off her right foot. And there's the left foot clearance by, I believe, yep, that is number 23, Liz Wibbenmeyer. So Hillsborough with a little bit of pressure as they throw it in. Their first real pressure of the game. And St. Vincent, after that throw by Hillsborough, is going to kick it all the way back to the Hillsborough defensive third as they have it about the 30-yard line. Lob pass forward. Off the back line for Hillsborough, goes about 30 yards. St. Vincent tries to control it, and they try to send it back to the back line. But Hillsborough is there to intervene, and St. Vincent only had one girl trying to chase the ball anyway. Another clearance by Hillsborough towards the St. Vincent side of the field, and a messy pass there off the back line. Liz Wibbenmeyer wound up kicking it out of bounds, so a throw in for Hillsborough. It was number 16, Jensen Knutson, who tossed it in. Hillsborough in possession. Shot from outside the hash near side to the opposite side outside of the hashes. Return pass back towards Shot gets away. But picking it up is Faith Wilson. Faith Wilson has yet to score this season for Hillsborough. She's putting a lot of pressure on the defensive player for St. Vincent. Forces Anna Schwartz to a bad pass. But a lucky one at that for St. Vincent. As Callie Seabaugh will send it forward on the chase with the defender in front of her is Jenna Leip. And off her line, Baker, reading the ball well, scoops it up and will roll it to her right for her teammate Lauren Keene. So the three forwards for Hillsborough at this point haven't seen any substitutions yet. They are Bree Seabaugh, Molly Dooley, and Faith Wilson. Hillsborough in possession outside the far hash. Going right to left. Under 28 to play in the first half. Still scoreless. Don't be surprised if this winds up being a 1-0 game. These two teams have had moments where they struggle offensively. But more of that later. Shot. Gets rid of the ball. Gets it back near hash 20. Dribbling forward. Left foot pass to the 18-yard box to the top of it. Molly Dooley knocks it into the path of her teammate Tice. Tice cannot get a shot off. St. Vincent swarms in the back line. Will clear it. Only about 15 yards away, out of bounds. Here comes the throw for Hillsborough. Lauren Keene to do the duties there. It looks like St. Vincent's finally going to get a substitution in after the next dead ball. And there's that throw in for Hillsborough. And the back line of St. Vincent clears it upfield towards midfield. Now Hillsborough regains possession. Jensen Knutson on top of the ball. Kicks it forward 10 yards for Faith Wilson. Wilson back towards the back line. Rachel Hamilton, all-region defensive player last year for Hillsborough. She was in possession for a moment, got rid of the ball. Hillsborough tries a pass along the sideline about 20 yards forward, and they wind up kicking it out of bounds. All right, here comes Faith Brewer for St. Vincent. First substitution for either side. Coach Schott has yet to put a new ball player in for Hillsborough. Faith Brewer, not spelled your typical way, F-A-Y-T-H. 26:05 to play in the first half, still scoreless. Throw in for St. Vincent. Ball off a couple of heads. Hillsborough takes it. Abby Schott, 31 goals last season for Hillsborough. Wound up with 75 points. That means 13 assists. You get 2 points for a goal and 1 point for an assist. She kicked it forward. A little bit of a stretch pass. It winds up going out of bounds, but St. Vincent lasts a touch. Here's a throw-in for Hillsborough. And the back line for the Indians makes a mess of it as the ball rolls off the side of the foot of Lacey Best and out of bounds for another Hillsborough throw. But their throw unsuccessful as they're unable to keep it in bounds, and now St. Vincent to toss it in. And that'll be off the head of Abby Schott and back out of bounds. So about 15 yards from the previous throw, the Indians will try it again. And they find the head of Abby Schott. And her header back towards the St. Vincent side finds Molly Dooley on the turn. Molly Dooley can't get it back to Schott. St. Vincent steals it. St. Vincent on the near sideline. Defender coming forward, midfielder Megan Henneman. Her pass with the right foot goes astray and goes out of bounds for a Hillsborough throw. Schott able to head it on the throw. Hillsborough now in possession. With it is Molly Dooley. Kicks it off the chest of one of the St. Vincent midfielders. Couldn't quite tell who that was, but the Indians are able to pick up the ball. Little pressure by Molly Dooley on the midfielder, Anna Schwartz. Earns possession back for the Hawks. Here's Schott around the 40-yard line at this Hillsborough football stadium, which is a beautiful-looking facility, if I may say so. 24 minutes to go in this first half. Hillsborough on the far sideline. It's a good 200 yards from us. Ball will roll out of bounds. Last touch by St. Vincent. And so here comes a two-handed throw-in. Hannah Vaughn, the recipient. In between the hashes, kicks the ball along the turf. And who was that? Number 4, I believe, Lauren Keene. Lauren Keene. Nope, not Keene. It was number 16, Jensen Knutson. She lost the ball on that pass. St. Vincent tried to kick it forward, but they couldn't find anybody. And the back line for Hillsborough clears it. But right back into the path of the Indians. Indians dribbling about. They lose it. Hillsborough trying to gain possession. Still can't. Here comes charging forward. Left foot pass forward by Rachel Hamilton for a Hillsborough. Pinballs around near midfield, and here comes Abby Schott. She picks up the ball. Dribbles forward about 10 yards. Gives it up to Dooley. Has to step behind the ball as it got caught underneath her feet. Dooley, a stretch pass to the near side. It'll roll out of bounds to the left of the corner flag. And I believe that was Faith Wilson who was the intended target there. Yes, she was. Ball wound up going out of bounds for a St. Vincent throw. Now coming off is Megan Henneman. And checking in for the Indians is number 10, Megan Leip. Throw in for St. Vincent. Abby Schott for Hillsborough is the one that takes the throw. So basically stealing possession from St. Vincent. Tosses it towards the back for Vaughn. Vaughn kicks it forward. St. Vincent, though, takes control. Outlet pass by Mary Schwartz, and she was able to find her teammate in midfield. I believe that was number 17, Molly Bear. Bear, though, unable to control it, and it goes out of bounds for a Hillsborough toss. 22 minutes to play in the first half, still scoreless. As I mentioned before, would not be surprised if this game goes 1-0. Both these teams, again, have been struggling a little bit offensively. In Hillsborough's losses, they've been shut out twice, 5-0 and 4-0. St. Vincent got shut out 1-0 last night against Fredericktown. Got ourselves a toss in here for St. Vincent, about 10 yards away from the corner flag on their side of the pitch. And checking into the game is Heather Ripperger, junior midfielder for Hillsborough. Trying to see who she came in for. More of that later. Molly Dooley, fine shot outside the hashes, just outside the 18-yard box. Her pass deflected, her shot back to her. Then she tries to find Dooley between the hashes, right at the arc of that 18-yard box, and St. Vincent steals it. Left to right, the Indians going here in the first half. Ball near midfield. There's a turn and a toe tap by Faith Brewer. Little air underneath that pass comes forward. On the chase, Callie Seaball, Hillsborough to defend it and kick it out of bounds. Throw in for the Indians. That was Megan Leip tossing it in for the All Whites. Well, All White with navy blue letters and numbers. Ball near midfield now, between the hashes, around the 15-yard line. And St. Vincent unable to get it in the box. Here's Abby's shot. 3-on-4 right now. Hillsborough the 3. There's a stretch pass to the far side. And it's just too far for Brianna Seaball. I believe that was Colleen Tice, number 11, trying to find her. So another St. Vincent throw, but not before we have ourselves a substitution. As Taylor Sherbring, junior forward, comes in. And she is going to remove the captain, Abby Schott, who walks behind the bench. Looks like she's going to go grab some liquids. Under 20 minutes to play in the first half. St. Vincent and Hillsborough still scoreless. All right, Hillsborough, here we go. On the attack, they've got a 4v5. Left foot pass, Dooley, 20 yards out. Towards the 18-yard box, St. Vincent intervenes. They clear it back to the 50. Picking it up right around there near midfield was number 10, Megan Leip. Her long pass about 30 yards forward, picked up by the Indians. Pass back towards midfield by Callie Seaball, looking for Anna Schwartz. Hillsborough kicked it out of bounds, so Schwartz will throw it in. Finds her teammate Seaball, who gets the ball towards Megan Leip, and Leip a little off balance, tried her luck from about 25 yards out on the near side, and that one sailed over the net. Well, it actually bounced right about maybe 5 or 6 yards out in front of goal and then bounced way over the bar here on this turf football field. All right, I've been trying to get to these Presbyterian Manor starting lineups the way you want to live for quite some time. We got St. Vincent out of the way. Hillsborough's been a little more challenging. Bree Seaball, Molly Dooley, Faith Wilson, those are the starting forwards. Midfield was Abby Schott, Hannah Vaughn, and Colleen Tice. And the defense was Lauren Pickett, Rachel Hamilton, Jensen Knutson, and Lauren Keene. There we go. 23 minutes into the game, we finally got it. All right, here's Hillsborough on the attack, right to left, outside the hash, far side, near the 20. Molly Dooley losing possession, chases it down. Tries to find her teammate, and she does. She clears it, or pushes it forward, her teammate, and that's number 4, Keene. Lauren Keene with a pass, just outside the 18-yard box, and here's a long shot from the far side. That finds the oven mitts of the goalkeeper there, Sierra Boland. Haven't said her name much for St. Vincent. She'll kick it forward pretty deep, about 40 yards forward, but Hillsborough is able to take possession. Then they try to dribble and pass, and Molly Dooley could not find her teammates. And St. Vincent did a poor job of clearing it. Well, they did a good job of clearing it, but not to one of their teammates. Instead, they found Rachel Hamilton. Hamilton keeping the ball on the back line. Hillsborough now kicking it forward. Outside the hashes, far side of the pitch, going right to left. Hillsborough loses it. St. Vincent on the attack. Here's a through ball. On the chase, Jenna Leip. Leip can't get there in time. Keene intervenes and kicks it out of bounds. Throw in for the Indians. Under 17 to play. Still have yet to see a goal. And we've got one shot on goal so far for Hillsborough and St. Vincent. One legitimate shot on goal for each. So St. Vincent throws it. And they get it into the 18-yard box, headed up, then headed down. Off her line is Baker, a loose ball. St. Vincent around it. Megan Henneman tries to center it up. Hillsborough clears it back towards the 35. So sigh of relief there for the Hillsborough faithful as Baker came off her line, made an effort on the ball, and it wound up taking a funny hop right on the outside of the 18-yard box, and the Megan Henneman could not center it up for a shot. Ball wound up out of bounds for a St. Vincent throw. All right, so taking it down, the throw is Seaball. And then Jenna Leip, after Seaball lost it, fouled Molly Dooley, who hit the turf. 15.5 to play in this first half, St. Vincent and Hillsborough. And a scoreless draw. A couple of subs getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Abby Schott and Maddie Krasneski. Standing on the line is Molly Double R for St. Vincent, a freshman. Ball around the 40-yard line here, headed out of bounds by St. Vincent's Heather Ripperger. Throwing in front of the Hillsborough bench for the Hillsborough Hawks. So here comes Schott and here comes Krasneski. Why don't we thank some of our sponsors here before we resume play. Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Home Bulls and Spas of Ludington, the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, Twin City Toyota and Herculaneum, as well as Comtree of Festus, the UPS store in Festus, and Serenity Hospice Care, as well as Presbyterian Manor of Farmington. Under 15 to play in the first half. Two-time state champion St. Vincent. And the Hillsborough Hawks, a quarterfinalist last year, still in a scoreless draw. Subs were made. Hillsborough threw it in. Ball went out of bounds. St. Vincent earned a throw. And taking those duties was Anna Schwartz. St. Vincent in possession. Cross into the 18-yard box from just in front of the corner flag. Henneman comes forward, and it comes off her left ankle and up over the crossbar. Looking to see who made that excellent pass from just in front of the corner flag right into the center of the 18-yard box. That was number 14, Callie Seaball. So there's a Seaball on St. Vincent, and there's a Seaball on Hillsborough. However, they spell their names a little bit differently. Brianna Seaball on Hillsborough doesn't have an A before the B. But Callie does. It's the only difference in their last names. Pronounced the same. 13:15 to play in the first half. Hillsborough on the attack. 4v4. Far sideline. Trying to cross it in. Having it deflected back into her path is Faith Wilson. In front of the corner flag. Wilson passed on the sideline. Booted forward by Keene, who came charging. Pass back towards the middle. Picked up by St. Vincent, but only for a moment. And then Maddie Krasneski picked up the loose ball. Centered it up between the hashes around the 20. Schott on the turn. On the near sideline down to our left. Losing it is Knutson. Good defense there by Anna Schwartz. She kicked it out of bounds. Throw in for Hillsborough right in front of the Indians bench. It's Knutson. She gets it into Hannah Vaughn, lets it hop over her right foot, now collects it, goes to the right for Keen. Lauren Keen's pass forward is deflected and shot about 30 yards back towards the Hillsborough defensive side as pressuring the ball was Jenna Leip. Leip still pressuring the ball, and that forces Hillsborough to kick it out of bounds. So far, Jenna Leip getting all of the running in for St. Vincent. And after the Indians throw it in, she'll go on the chase once more, and Hillsborough does the same. Nope, they didn't quite get it out of bounds this time. And St. Vincent eases it out of bounds, unfortunately. Zoe Wibbenmeyer couldn't control the bouncing ball. So the fact that Hillsborough didn't wind up kicking it out should have been beneficial for St. Vincent. But a bounce goes Hillsborough's way. They throw it in back towards St. Vincent's side of the field. And now a ball comes off one of the officials here. Three referees. Well, two on the pitch, one outside the pitch. Throw in for St. Vincent. In between the hashes, around the 40. St. Vincent has it, but shot. Coming back to the ball. Steals it. Here's shot now, back with it. Kicks it to her right. Shot moves forward. With the ball is Krasneski. Tries to stretch it out wide to the right, looking for, I think that's Bree Seaball yet, number two. And she couldn't find her, went out of bounds. Throw in for St. Vincent. Ball headed up by Henneman. Back towards midfield. Hillsborough gets ahead to it. And now St. Vincent gets a boot to it. Here's Jenna Leip. Leip with a pass behind her teammate, Callie Seaball. Hillsborough picks it up, kicks it forward. On the blue H near midfield. Now here's Schott trying to bring it down out of midair. Does so. Didn't look pretty, but she did the job no less. And now with it is Colleen Tice. Tice turns, fires it back towards Vaughn. Vaughn can't control it. St. Vincent now with a chance to turn and thread the needle. But unfortunately, Callie Seaball could not sneak it through to Leip outside the hashes, and the ball winds up rolling out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Hillsborough. So throw in coming for St. Vincent. Mary Schwartz, who just checked back into the game, is going to sprint all the way across the field to pick up the ball to throw it in. So Mary Schwartz, one of the starting midfielders for Coach Pistorio, in to throw it. Goes towards the the far corner flag, closer to the players, and Hillsborough assists it outside the lines. So a throw in for St. Vincent. They throw it in, and off the back line with the right foot, it's Knutson clearing it. Ball stays in play. Hillsborough nearer the 25-yard line, puts pressure on the ball, and Henneman sends it out wide. Ball goes outside the lines there. It'll be a throw in for Hillsborough. Still scoreless here between Hillsborough St. Vincent, 9:15 to play in the first half. Looks like number 14 and number 2 are coming off for Hillsborough. That's Maddie Krasneski and Brianna Seaball. Seaball had 13 goals and 13 assists, good for 39 points last season, so she takes a seat. There's a pass around the 20 that goes up into the arms of a Hawk and claims for a handball as Megan Leip kicked it off the body of, I believe that was Vaughn. Ball winds up going out of bounds, no call. So a throw-in for St. Vincent. And on that throw-in towards the Hillsborough goal, the Hawks clear it about 50 yards forward. St. Vincent tries to bring it down and control it. And unable to do so successfully was Liz Wibbenmeyer. She kicked it out of bounds. So a toss in for the Hawks. They get it into Chelsea Dutton. Dutton turns. Finds Dooley. Finds Schott around the 30. Abby Schott kicks it forward to about the 15. St. Vincent, though, picks up the ball. And they'll wind up nudging it out of bounds. So Schwartz winds up pushing it out of bounds. And Hillsborough will get to throw it in. And it looks like the referee, looks like his whistle stopped working. So he had to get it from his assistant. There's a throw in for Hillsborough, booted up high and back out of bounds, about the same spot to toss it in. That'll be Knutson. Tossing it into the path of the right foot of Rachel Hamilton. Hamilton side foots it to the right for Heather Ripperger. Ripperger tried to dribble with it and lost it. Advantage for St. Vincent. They've got a 4-on-4. And the ball off the back heel of Callie Seaball. St. Vincent still able to control it. Far side of the pitch. There's Seaball with another pass toward, Leip. Jenna Leip with a pass towards Seaball. In between the hashes, ball deflects up towards the 35. St. Vincent controls it, and it goes back into the path of Leip, who lines up a shot from about 30 yards out. Easy save there for Mackenzie Baker. 6.5 to play in this first half. Hillsborough, St. Vincent still scoreless. St. Vincent, by the way, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, graduated 5 seniors from last year's state championship group, and they include Corinne Carroll, who was a 2-time Dream Teamer and 1-time Dream Team Player of the Year. She's off at Mizzou. Another one was Abby Buckeye, who went to SEMO. Then there was Jenna Winkler, also went to Mizzou, and then Katie Schnurbusch went to SEMO. Those 4 girls, despite having excellent careers at the high school level, decided to go to those respective schools for education. And I'm sure Coach Pistorio, a little bit surprised there, especially with Corinne Carroll being a 2-time Dream Teamer and Dream Team Player of the Year and the leading scorer for them last year. But as Coach Pistorio and I shared, you know what? More power to them, right? So very smart girls. All right, during all of that, no shots on goal. No amazing dribbling. Just a goal kick. And that goal kick was taken by, I think that was number 10, Heather Ripperger. Ball comes back towards Baker. Stepping over the ball as Baker scooped it up was Anna Schwartz. All right, so Baker sends it out wide with the throw. Ball comes up towards the 40-yard line right in front of Coach Schott, who's sitting down. And then back downfield for St. Vincent as they're still on the Hillsborough side of the field. The Hawks kick it out of bounds. Here's a throw-in. St. Vincent has the ball. Top of the 18-yard box, but they lose it as Jenna Leip couldn't control it. Now here's Colleen Tice. Tice with 3 goals so far this season. All the way to the other side of the field. A good 60-yard sprint had it knocked off of her by Liz Wibbenmeyer. But Hillsborough with a toss in here. 4 to play in the first half, still scoreless. That toss finds the head of an Indian. Into the path of Leip. Leip passes it back, gets it back forward, dribbling with it around the 40, far side. Gets rid of it to Henneman. Henneman with a wide headband. Sent the ball along the turf, back into the direction of Leip. Leip has the ball taken off of her by Ripperger. And on the chase on the back line for Hillsborough is Keane. Keane battling with Henneman in front of that corner flag. And it looks like Henneman just earned a corner for the Indians. Either that's Henneman or Wibben. Yep, that is Henneman. So corner kick. First one of the game. Comes to the Indians. All Indians in the box except for 2. Here comes the cross in. And a near-footed shot on goal. Nudged off the ball, though, was Schwartz as she tried to kick it out of midair. Good cross in there on that corner kick for St. Vincent, but it winds up going out of bounds for another goal kick. That was Zoe Wibbenmeyer who crossed it in. So on the far side of the pitch from that far corner, she crossed it in, came to the near post. And again, like I said, Schwartz kind of nudged off the ball right as she tried to bring that right foot down on top of it. And it winds up being a goal kick. Taken, of course, by a defender for Hillsborough. Goes about 30 yards forward and then out of bounds. 2:15 to play in the first half. Still scoreless. Hillsborough trying to possess it. Cannot do so. Hannah Vaughn with her left foot cleared it off her line, but out of bounds. Toss in for the Indians. Lacey Best finds the head of a Hillsborough Hawk. Loose ball, no possession. Now St. Vincent brings it down. Lipe off of her right knee. As it scoot away, she'll chase, but there is Keene to clear it again. Lauren Keene's been all over the ball on the back line for Hillsborough. Loose ball near midfield. The Hawks pick it up. The sun's starting to go down. Outside the hashes, far sideline, going right to left, Hillsborough. Keene loses it. She tried to pass it along the sideline, and there was Jenna Lipe to intervene. St. Vincent, outside the big circle, around the H near midfield, has it. Henneman trying to find the loose ball now and kicks it forward. Over to Lipe. Extra touch, and St. Vincent loses it. Hillsborough around the H. Colleen Tice with a pass forward, back towards her. Second effort towards shot. St. Vincent midfield intercepts the ball, and booting it forward is Megan Lipe. 30 yards too far. Goes out of bounds for a Hillsborough throw. We're inside of a minute in this first half. Throw in for the Hawks. It's Hamilton to take it. And we've got ourselves a whistle and a handball called on St. Vincent. Free kick coming from around the 30-yard line. It'll be Hamilton to take it. And she'll take her sweet time here. 30 seconds to play. No ball pressure on the free kick. So Hamilton freely gets it to Knutson. Back over to Hamilton. Hamilton with 4 goals and 5 assists, good for 13 points last season. She's a defensive player, earned all-region defenseman last season. She cleared her line. Ball on the St. Vincent side of the field. 5 seconds to go in the first half. Ball kicked back by St. Vincent towards their goal. Or I guess Hillsborough picked up a loose ball there and kicked it that direction. And there was Sierra Boland to scoop it up as the horn sounded. So we got ourselves a 10-minute halftime as it's 0-0. Hillsborough, St. Vincent here on KJF and KREI. We're back in a few.
The Dota Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Clarissa, what would you say to a Massey Ferguson 2607H with 74 horsepower and no DPF for less than $32,000?
I'd say somebody's getting lucky this spring. Lucky in saving a bunch of green, that is.
The Massey Ferguson 2607H has a heavy-duty four-wheel drive front axle and a rear-end ground-level fuel tank filler.
And don't forget its extendable lower links for Category 1 and Category 2.
Heavy stabilizers.
One-piece metal hood and fenders.
And it's four-wheel drive.
All for less than $32,000.
Wow, that's not luck. That's Fleeg's Equipment way. Better quality, better brands, and better prices. Just plain better.
Fleeg's Equipment, see us today. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and in Ludington on the Outer Service Road.
Online, 24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Looking to transform your bathroom into a calm, relaxing space? You ought to call Boosenbarks. Did you know Boosenbark designs and installs custom showers, including the custom glass doors? Whether it's onyx, granite, marble, or porcelain, Boosenbark designs and installs them all. See why folks from St. Louis to the Boot Hill call Boosenbarks. They're looking for service, the selection, the savings, the guarantees, and the warranties. They get all from Boosenbark Flooring and Granite, north of Farmington on Highway 67.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about double crunch shrimp, hand-battered fish and chips, or cedar salmon with maple mustard glaze? Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Do you know anyone who would like to join the YMCA, but affordability is an issue? Well, last year, the Jefferson County Family YMCA awarded over $100,000 in financial assistance to members of our community that qualified, allowing over 700 youth and adults access to a variety of Y activities. Our annual fundraising campaign has begun, and 100% of all contributions are distributed locally. Call the Y at area code 636-931-9622.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. As we've got a scoreless draw after 40 minutes of play between St. Vincent and Hillsboro, the Lady Indians. Defending two-time state champions of Class 1, going up against state quarterfinalists from last year, Hillsboro out of Class 3. No surprise, honestly, at the score line here. These teams, well, let's just say offensively for Hillsboro, they're still trying to find their way. St. Vincent the same, but it's a little bit different. Hillsboro has a little bit more experience, although they did lose second leading goal scorer last year, Jillian Schlody. And so 15 goals go out the window there for Hillsboro. But it's different in the fashion that Hillsboro has a lot of returning seniors. A lot of players that have been there, done that. They have the experience. Again, they were a state quarterfinalist last year. Had 18 wins, which was a lot for the program. St. Vincent, though, they graduated five of their most significant seniors and brought back nine freshmen to the varsity squad. So when it comes to the offenses struggling, it kind of makes sense that both are. Hillsboro in the sense that they've had a really tough schedule, and they've played Festus, which they scored five goals against, and they've played North County, who they put in four against. But they've also played Northwest, who remains undefeated at three wins, no losses, two draws. They lost to them 5-0, and then Webster Groves is a dominating team year in and year out. And they lost to them 4-0, and Coach Schott during pregame praised the girls for actually playing a better game than the scoreline indicated. So when it comes to the quality of opponent, Hillsboro is right up there. And again, the reason why it kind of makes sense St. Vincent has been struggling with their offense, including getting shut out by Fredertown last night, it's the fact that they've got nine freshmen on this year's squad, and of their starters, they've got, let's see here, as we calculate them, they've got one, you know what, they've actually got a lot of sophomores. They've got about four sophomores starting, a freshman, and a few juniors and, like, two seniors. Here we go. Megan Henneman is a senior. You've also got Sierra Boland, the goalkeeper, who's a senior, but played behind Courtney Brewer for the last couple of years for St. Vincent. And then you've got Callie Seaball, who is one of the leaders in goals scored this year for St. Vincent. So, again, the Indians a little bit younger than they were last year. And so that's why their offense has, struggled a bit here so far. But in terms of how this game has played out, as we got about 3 minutes left in the halftime show, it is scoreless between Hillsboro and St. Vincent. In regards to how the game's kind of flowed, you know, St. Vincent has had the ball in the attacking third, especially the first 8 minutes or so. They try to get a couple of shots on net, but Hillsboro was packing it in on the defense, going with a 4-3-3, dropping two of those midfielders back, leaving Abby Schott and, or excuse me, one of them back, leaving Abby Schott and Molly Dooley to try to be the facilitators and the pushers to get Hillsboro on the counterattack. And so St. Vincent, you know, couple of times in the first 8 minutes, had chances in and around the 18-yard box, but could never get a shot through, except for one, and that was an easy save for McKenzie Baker. As far as Hillsborough is concerned offensively, you know, they've had some sprints. They've had Colleen Tice, and they've had Abby Schott. They've been able to sort of sprint forward, get about a 30 or 40-yard run, but then there's St. Vincent letting them get a little bit deep defensively and then going ahead and stepping in and taking the ball off of the attackers for Hillsborough. And they've done a good job doubling the ball once it gets to about the 18-yard box, or actually a little bit before that. So you got the double teams on the outside for St. Vincent. And when Abby Schott tries to get the ball through on the midfield, there's a really good defensive player who's dropping back from midfield, Anna Schwartz, who's been making a couple of good plays. So for Hillsborough, they have taken a shot on goal. It was an Abby Schott shot, and I couldn't avoid that. And it was one of those that just, it was, hey, let's just test the goalkeeper. Let's see, maybe she'll let it fall through the arms kind of shot there. It had too much air underneath it, not enough spin or strength behind it, just sort of a looping ball. And that's about the biggest threat Hillsborough's had on net. So low-scoring game, obviously, at 0-0. And we got the second half coming up for you in just a bit. We may, if he decides to come up here and stop chatting with all the girls, may have Seth Oshie, who is a former goalkeeper for Hillsborough, join us here for the second half to commentate. And we'll see. We'll talk to him. He actually just recently signed his letter of intent to go to Central Methodist for soccer. So going to try goalkeeping there. So we'll see if he's got the time to come on and join us. So certainly look forward to that if he does. All right, second half action coming to you in 30 seconds here on KJF and KREI.
Josh Harris on the line now for Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. Josh, warm weather right around the corner. That's when Midwest Sports Center really shines.
It's time to get geared up for watercraft. Huge rebates going on right now, Mark. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store, right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Here we go, starting the second half. Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Seth Oshie joining us here on the call. Seth, welcome aboard, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You and I both have to kind of crouch over. We're kind of tall, and you got the window in your way, but I'm going to give you a little bit of my space, and we'll see if we can work this all out. As it's 0-0, St. Vincent and Hillsborough as we start the second half, and Hillsborough gets across into the 18-yard box off the right foot of Brianna Seaball, but St. Vincent there to defend it, clear it off the line. Keene keeps the ball active and keeps it, or pushes it back forward towards the 18-yard box, but St. Vincent again with the good defense there. Seth, I know you kind of been watching the clock and all those sorts of things, but we'll get your thoughts on kind of your, you know, what you've seen in the first half, since you're the soccer expert, not me, but but, yeah, we got the ball near midfield right now, and St. Vincent has it. And, well, they've snuck it through there as Callie Seaball leaning back, kicks it forward with the right foot, goes into the 18-yard box. Mackenzie Baker got her foot to it. She tried to reach down for it, accidentally kicked it away from herself, and she was finally able to get it before it went outside the 18-yard box, which would have been a free kick for St. Vincent if she had touched it with her hands there. But, yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, Seth, I just didn't see a lot of major threats on goal for either team.
Yeah, both teams repossessed the ball really well. It really feels like that for the Hawks, if they can possess the ball and not turn it over on the offensive third, then they can really get some good shots on goal and even maybe a couple scores. And St. Vincent, they've been doing really well at keeping the Hawks at bay on the offensive end for them, and they've also been possessing really well. It just, both teams are really turning the ball over on the offensive end, it feels like.
Yeah, not only that, but the defense kind of packs it in a little bit, kind of drops back, and like I mentioned, St. Vincent kind of doubling the outside attacks and not allowing very many crosses in. And when they try to play through midfield, they pretty much swarm Abby Schott and say, all right, you're not going to beat us either.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be like that all year. It's going to have to be a couple other people stepping up because a lot of teams kind of know the Schott name now and kind of know that she's the one to look for.
Yeah, first-team All-State midfielder last year. That's a pretty big honor. As the ball comes out of bounds, it'll be a Hillsborough throw. The Hawks going left to right in this second half. We're 2 minutes in, still a 0-0 draw. Throw in, and St. Vincent takes it, and ball is kicked right into the chest of Keane. She's able to bring it down. Pass back towards Lauren Pickett, who hasn't played the ball too much here tonight, and she turns it over, Pickett. Here's St. Vincent with Henneman. Trying to stretch it out to the near sideline, and on the chase there was Jenna Leip, and Leip could not get her foot on the ball before it rolled out of bounds. So another Hillsborough throw right in front of the St. Vincent bench. So CMU, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty big day. What was it, last Thursday you signed?
Oh, yes. It was very exciting day and nervous.
Yeah, I bet it was. I know you had a couple of options you were kind of looking at. What ultimately made you decide CMU?
CMU really felt like a good fit because a lot of the coaches really talked to me and really showed that they wanted me there and made me really feel part of the program before they even really wanted to make it official.
Okay, very cool. We got ourselves a ball near the touchline, but I believe it was an offside call on St. Vincent, so it'll be a free kick taken here by the Hawks deep on their end of the field. What's the coach's name over there, CMU?
I haven't really talked to him as much, but one of their coaches is, let me see. I've really been talking to the goalie coach the most.
Okay. I know I kind of put you on the spot.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Might have to take some time to remember. And I'm also trying to get you to call a game, so I totally get the space there. 36 minutes to go in this second half, and we are still scoreless. You get a chance to kind of leave home a little bit, Seth, get away from your mom who works for us, Angie. I bet that was a big draw too, huh?
Yeah, it's nice because it's far enough to get away, but also close enough that if I ever want to come home for a weekend, I can always come home and hang out with the family.
My understanding, CMU is near the Mizzou campus.
Yeah, about 30 minutes, 20, okay. 30 minutes out.
Okay. Don't get yourself into trouble, all right?
Oh, no, I won't. I got a couple friends going to Mizzou, so if I really need someone to hang out with, I know where to go.
Very good. Hillsborough has a throw in here. It's near midfield. Still scoreless here. 35.5 to play in the second half. And that throw wound up getting kicked out of bounds. Hillsborough gets another one. Another toss about 15 yards forward this time. Here's Keane who will lob it in. Bounces it into the chest of her teammate, Tice. Tice try to give it back. And then St. Vincent able to get it to the back line. Now they kick it forward and unable to find her teammate Leip with Seaball. But a loose ball there near midfield. St. Vincent picks it up. Another lob pass. Leip trying to get it over. Seaball trying to get it over the defense to Leip. But Hillsborough's defense still standing tall and strong. And they clear it off that line. And now they have it just outside the circle that's around the H near midfield. And that appears to be Hannah Vaughn, who's sort of playing a center mid position, dropping back considerably. She was able to find her teammate Keane, and then Keane kicked it out of bounds in front of the Hillsborough bench. And so the Hawks will toss it in back towards their back line. St. Vincent picks it up. Leip with the steal, but Leip turns it over as she tries to find Seaball. So Leip and Seaball trying to go 1-2 there, and intervening was Hillsborough. Here's Rachel Hamilton. Got about a good 30 sprint in Hamilton and then realized she had no one around her, so she backs it up and back towards midfield. And now we'll stretch it to the far side as Hillsborough going left to right in this second half. 33:50 to play in the match. Here's the ball outside the hashes now. Hillsborough dribbling with it, and a shot will sneak outside the post and out of bounds. And that was that shot? Yep, looks to be Abby Schott with the shot there. You can't avoid it, man. I mean, no matter what I say, I can't avoid it. But anyway, so it did not threaten the net, and so that will not count as a shot on goal. Anyway, St. Vincent back the other way near midfield with it is Leip. L-I-P-E. Jenna Leip dribbling with it for a brief moment. Gets rid of it. Finds her teammate to her right. Megan Leip. Leip sends it forward along the turf. And on the chase was Seabomb. And off her line again, Mackenzie Baker. Scooping it up and holding on to it. She'll drop kick this one on a low line that bounces a couple of times past the 40-yard line here at the Hillsboro football field. And then getting nudged down and tumbling twice was Molly Dooley. A little pressure, a little nudge from behind by Megan Leip. You ever take a tumble like that on the pitch?
Nope, not on goal.
Well, that's true. What about on the basketball court?
Oh, more than enough.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It always seems like Molly's the one that always gets thrown to the ground in these games.
Really?
She's always one of the smaller people, and she's not afraid of anyone, and she gets hit pretty good almost every game.
Well, here she is right in front of her own bench, tried to find her teammate Bree Seaball right about 2 yards in front of her, and St. Vincent kicked it away, but back into the path of Keene, and then Keene lost it off of her right foot. So as you get ready to go off to college, to CMU, Central Methodist, Seth, what do you got to do between now and the end of your semester here at Hillsboro?
Really, I'm really focused on school, keep my grades going up, and every single day I get a chance, I'm trying to work out and get some workout with Coach Nancel and even some of the girl goalies to try and keep my footing and not lose a step for next year.
Okay, very cool. Did I see you, by the way, go down onto the pitch halftime to hear what Coach Schott had to say? Or did you go somewhere else?
I went down there to show him how well our passing's been doing this game, but okay. Usually he doesn't talk to me much during the games. He stays focused and is always ready.
Okay, here's St. Vincent on the attack, going right to the left, through ball into the 18-yard box, will go wide towards the touchline, and there's Baker again off of her line. That was Leip on the chase. Again, Seabaugh trying to find her. 31 minutes left in this match here, and it's still 0-0. There's a goal, a drop kick by Baker that finds the right foot of an Indian about 30 yards away. Megan Leip. And Leip sent it back into Baker's arms. Now Baker will try it again, and this time she'll keep it away from Megan Leip. Bounces over the right foot of the midfielder, Henneman. Hillsboro now in possession. There's Dooley. Turns and boots it forward about 20 yards. Picked up near midfield by Sarah Kapp. Sarah Kapp loses it for St. Vincent, and ball deflected back towards the back line, and that'll be Zoe Wibbenmeyer to clear it off her line and out of bounds and nearly hit a female photographer for Hillsboro who's sitting on the end of the bench. That almost whacked her in the face, man. 30 minutes and 15 seconds left in this match in Hillsboro. Outside the 18-yard box, shot with an attempt on goal there. It's deflected back over her shoulder and back towards the 40. And then here's Dooley picking up the loose ball around the 30. Just inside of it, now finds shot. Put your foot on top of the ball. Now kicks it to the near side for Seaball. Seaball back to shot. Shot to Keene. Keene with a nice cross forward gets past four bodies all the way to the far corner flag where it is pushed out of bounds by St. Vincent. Couldn't quite tell who that was on the other end of the pitch there. Was it number 23, Peyton Keene? Is that her over there? Yep, that
is. It looks like it.
Yep. So now Keene putting some pressure on the St. Vincent defense, but Anna Schwartz able to see it out of bounds again. So here we go, Seth. I mean, this is a prime opportunity for Hillsboro to get the first goal of the game.
Yeah, it'd be nice. We've had some good chances, just haven't been able to capitalize, really.
So tossing right in front of that corner flag for Hillsboro. Ball winds up 30 yards away from it. Now Hillsboro will have to get that attack going again. 29 minutes left. Still scoreless. Falling down was Abby's shot there. You don't have to whisper it. You can just say it. So ball out of bounds, and Hillsboro, again, in the attacking third. Let's see what they can draw here. A run up to the throw for Peyton Keene off of Molly Dooley. St. Vincent clears it off their line, 20 yards forward, out of bounds again. Another throw for Hillsboro. They pick it up quickly, and they're going to bounce it into Hamilton. Hamilton lost the ball, wound up kicking St. Vincent Indian Anna Schwartz. No whistle, That's a big right foot coming in from Hamilton. Or is that Vaughn? Nope, that's Vaughn. I beg your pardon. And now injured is Anna Schwartz. Official finally calling a stop in the action after the ball went out of bounds. So they will stop the clock due to an injury. Well, they did. Okay, 27:56. I think it was at 28. Don't know if they'll be able to put 4 seconds back on, but I don't know. Hannah Vaughn's got some good size and probably a pretty strong right foot, and she looks like she caught the shin of number 11, Anna Schwartz. The last time I played soccer, Seth, fourth grade, and I don't remember any nicks and pains like that, but you've got something more recently, I guess. Have you ever been kicked in the shin before?
Yeah, I've had a couple. Luckily, it's mostly been when I'm sliding, so it doesn't hurt as much as some of these field players, probably.
Yeah, that's probably very true. So we do have an injury here as Anna Schwartz still laying on the turf. And they have added time to the clock. It went all the way down to 27:56, and they put 15 seconds back on. So we're at the 28:11 mark. It is 6:38 here. Sun still kind of hanging about in the sky. And it's got some pinkish-bluish clouds. It's a beautiful, beautiful spring evening here in Hillsboro. And you know what? While they tend to Anna Schwartz, let's take this moment to take a little break. We're back in 60 seconds as we resume second half action between St. Vincent and Hillsboro. There's 28:11 on the clock. It is scoreless. We're back in 60 seconds on KJF and KREI.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Matt Greenwell back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth on KJF and at KREI. And I believe that was, I said Anna Schwartz, but I don't think it is. I saw a 1, but it looks like it's a 1-5. And so it's Jenna Leip. And so Leip was the injured player, sat on the turf for a solid 3 minutes or so and had to be carried off the pitch by the trainer. She'll get some immediate ice. And it looks like they've taken her shoe off. And they're pressing the top of her left foot. So, of course, we can't speculate the severity of the injury or if it is indeed the foot, but they are working out her toes now as we resume action here. Scoreless between St. Vincent and Hillsboro, 27:50 to play in this game. If no one scores here, we will have a little bit of an overtime and then PKs, penalty kicks, which are... They're pretty exciting.
No, they're not.
What? How are they not?
I'm not a fan of PKs when you're the one in the goal.
Okay, well, from a goalkeeper's perspective, I get it, but
as a fan, yeah, it's definitely exciting to watch some PKs going on. But if you're one of those players taking the shots or one of the goalies trying to save them, it's definitely not as exciting as you would think.
Right. No, I figured. All right, there's a throw-in for St. Vincent. Faith Brewer, by the way, taking the place of Jenna Leip, who, by the way, I felt like was the best player for St. Vincent in that first half, just a girl that was constantly putting pressure on Hillsboro's defense, constantly chasing down the ball and trying to create for the Indians. And so she's off the pitch, and we'll see if she gets back on. Again, she had to be carried off. And Anna Schwartz is fine. She's okay. She's in the game right now for St. Vincent. That was my original thought there as to who got injured. But here's Hillsboro in possession and sliding a pass towards the 10 is Molly Dooley, but St. Vincent there to intervene as kicking it away is Lacey Best. St. Vincent now in possession along the far sideline. Letting the ball finally come down is Callie Seaball. Seaball gets a return pass that's shot about 50 yards forward towards the corner flag, towards the touchline, and eventually will roll out of bounds for a goal kick. All right, Seth, you're a goalkeeper and, you know, been on the varsity squad for Hillsborough going to Central Methodist. You got any goalkeeper memories, any major saves that kind of stand out to you from your career?
Probably definitely this last year against St. Mary's. It was our first time ever, I think, beating St. Mary's. And I had a couple of nice little double saves, and a lot of times I had a nice save that was followed up by my teammate to keep it out of the goal.
Very nice. Yeah, Isaac Riednauer, one of your teammates, good friend of yours, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And he's off to Maryville for track and field, and pretty good athlete, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's an amazing athlete. That's someone I wish I could be like.
You're right. As a goalkeeper, you don't have to be as athletic as some of these track stars around here.
Oh, yeah, he can just run and run and run.
All right, St. Vincent has a throw-in on the Hillsborough side of the field around the 20-yard line as we use the football field markers here at Hillsborough's football stadium, home of the Hawks, as it says on the big blue and white scoreboard. And actually, it's a free kick for St. Vincent. I beg your pardon. So there we go. Cross in just to the top 18-yard box by Liz Wibbenmeyer. Ball rattles about, finds its way near the far corner. Hillsborough clears it off their line, but they keep it in play. And with the ball still in play, St. Vincent will turn and cross it in. And here comes Kinsey Baker off her line again to scoop it up. There was a left-footed pass there by Callie Seaball, just looking for someone to get on the ball. And, well, she was hoping for an Indian. Instead, she got Baker, the goalkeeper for Hillsborough. So under 25 and a half to play, Hillsborough in possession, but losing it is Lauren Keene, senior for the Hillsborough Hawks. But she gets it back. Second chance. And she finds Hamilton. Hamilton sprinting to the 40, right foot pass. Back across her body in between the hashes. St. Vincent's defense spotted it, and that was Leip. Bigger part of number 18, Lacey Best, who helped clear it away back towards the Hillsborough defensive side of the pitch. And the Hawks are able to bring down possession. Molly Dooley skips a pass off the head of Megan Leip and into the path of Schott. Schott turns. Right boot to the ball. Little air underneath that one as it goes about 30 yards forward, and unable to track it down was Brianna Seaball. Again, a senior for Hillsborough this year. Had 13 goals, 13 assists as a junior. Good for 39 points last season and has 4 assists so far in this season. And as a matter of fact, she could go down as one of the top 2 or 3 assist players in Hillsborough history this year. Coach Schott brought that up to my attention the other day.
Oh, yeah, she's super quick, so anytime you get the ball out to the wing to her, she can just take it all away and get a little cross, and it always helps.
Yeah, she assisted on 2 of the 4 goals that Hillsborough scored against North County, their latest victory, as Hillsborough stands at 2-2, and St. Vincent 2-3. And the Indians, you know, for a team that played a full 80 against Fredericktown last night and lost 1-0, I could see why this game is where it is now at 0-0, because they're you know, more focused on the defense and kind of dropping bodies back and then just going on the counterattack and trying to get goals that way. So we do remain scoreless here as ball's off a couple of heads, couple of feet. Hillsborough gets possession and pushing it forward, a little slide past her teammate. That was a shot looking for Tice. Tice couldn't get it. Now here's Faith Brewer on the other side of the pitch on Hillsborough's side for St. Vincent. Faith Brewer kicks it forward. Hillsborough clears it off their line, and Faith Brewer gets it back. St. Vincent will get a shot on net here. And that was number 35, Mary Schwartz. But again, Baker with a pretty solid and quite simple save there. Third shot on goal for St. Vincent, only one that have counted for Hillsborough. 22 minutes to play in this match, and it's still scoreless. I honestly don't know where goals are going to come from at this point, Seth.
Yeah, it's been really even. Both teams are really pressuring the ball, but once it gets to the offensive end, it's kind of hard to get it in there with all the defense there.
Here's Faith Brewer heading it towards goal. That'll stretch wide from the near post, which is on our near side. And Baker again scoops it up. No shot attempt there from Faith Brewer. That was a pretty strong head, though. I'll give her that. She launched that about a good 10 yards. A drop kick off the side of the right foot. Baker still able to keep it in play as she finds her teammate Seabaugh. And Seabaugh tried to turn with it and get rid of the ball, and St. Vincent knocked it out of bounds. Well, we haven't seen really Abby Schott be too effective here through the midfield here in the second half. She, as you and I alluded to, she had a few moments here sprinting forward, you know, good 20, 30 yards and trying to give up the ball, but she's been pushed off of it a lot here in the second half.
Yeah, if that's going to be at that all year, though, a lot of teams are going to be focusing on her, and it's going to open a lot of opportunities for everyone else. Like Colleen, a nice little freshman, she's really good as well.
Okay.
And then Molly Dooley and even Bree.
Right. All right, Brewer has it for St. Vincent. She goes shoulder to shoulder with Hannah Vaughn, and Hannah Vaughn's going to get called for the foul. No card, though. Still no yellows or reds. It's full squads for both. But here comes a free kick for St. Vincent on the Hillsboro defensive third. It'll be from the 25-yard line on the football field, which is about 15 yards outside the 18-yard box, which means it's about 30-some-odd yards away from goal. And taking her shot on goal was Liz Wibbenmeyer, but it goes wide from the near post. And so no one near that shot there. And you know what? I kind of like the effort, you know, let the ball bounce off the turf kind of thing and see what a rookie goalkeeper does about it.
Oh, yeah. Kenzie's really surprised me this year, though. First year out here, and she's really doing really well, and she's learned really fast.
Yeah, that's what Coach Nansel was saying earlier. Says she's got good reflexes, and she's pretty athletic as well. Here's a cross in towards the near post off the left foot of Zoe Wippenmeyer, and again, Kenzie Baker scooping it up and keeping it out of the back of her net inside of 20 minutes to play in the second half. Hillsboro operating left to right, St. Vincent the other way. There's a cross in off the right foot of Megan Leip. Loose ball, center cut, and a shot on target is saved by Baker. She'll roll it out to the defense, keeping play alive. There's Keene to Seabaugh. Tries to give it back to Keene. It missed her, but Dooley picks it up. Dooley back for Vaughn. Vaughn sends it forward through the hashes near midfield. Now to the St. Vincent side. Loose ball on the far sideline. Now St. Vincent recovers, kicks it forward, gets it to the Hillsboro side. There's a turn and a pass by Megan Henneman. And Hillsboro is able to keep the ball in play along that far sideline. They try to get it out of their own end. St. Vincent keeps it in for a brief moment. Now Hamilton charging forward, gets rid of the ball to the far side. And a return throw gets past a couple of Hillsboro Hawks. And into the path of Faith Wilson. Wilson keeping possession for Hillsboro. Now finds Lauren Keene. Keene tries to stretch it outside towards the touchline. And what do we have here?
Look like Bree hit it out wide past the goal.
Did it go out wide? Okay. Couldn't quite tell. Got shielded over here by the window. All right, so 18 minutes to play in the game. 0-0, St. Vincent, Hillsboro. Who's going to step up and score the first goal? It might not come until sudden death or might not come until PKs. I think it was first or second game last year I did, Seth. Did St. Pius and Windsor. It was first or second game of the season, and that one went to penalty kicks.
Ooh, that's nice.
It was
nice.
Fun. Yeah, it was like 4-3. I want to say St. Pius was the one that wound up winning at home. But yeah, I like penalty kicks.
Oh, it's fun to watch when you're not in the game playing, but
right.
When you're in, it's not as fun.
St. Vincent on the attack. Reese Barber, a freshman, getting some minutes. She chased it towards the touchline, but it winds up going out of bounds for a goal kick. By the way, in case you're just joining us, it is scoreless. There's 17 minutes to go in the second half, and Jenna Leip, number 15, for St. Vincent, Leip going down with an injury and looks like a left-footed related injury. Now she has a bag of ice and a towel wrapped around that left foot. So we wish the best for Jenna Leip, who had to be carried off the field. All right, goal kick taken. Ball between the hashes near the 20. St. Vincent tries to push it forward on the chase. Mary Schwartz doesn't get there in time. That was Keene. Again, sending it out of bounds. Throwing for the Indians. Two-hand overhead toss by Lola Dowster, sophomore. Ball headed up into the air. Dowster keeps it up in the air with her head and then brought down by Reese Barber. Finds Megan Henneman. Henneman turns with the right foot. Puts a pass between the hashes. Ball pinballing around. And here's Abby Schott picking it up. Left foot pass, stretches it out wide. That's Peyton Keene over there. Keene back over to Schott. Passes the ball through midfield over to the near side for Bree Seaball. Seaball gets it back on a 1-2. Chases it towards the near sideline and goes out of bounds. Hillsborough in the attacking third here, under 16 to play. Still looking for our first goal of the game. Here's Lauren Keene tossing it in. Ball just outside the 18-yard box on the near side, but that throw-in goes to St. Vincent. And St. Vincent tries to play it off the back line. Unsuccessfully, Lauren Keene sends a lob pass back into the 18-yard box and cleared off the back line as it rolls out of bounds about 5 yards away from the corner flag. Another throw in for Hillsborough. So Lauren Keene's going to go ahead and toss it in. Gets a little bit of a run, plants the feet, and tosses it into the box. Loose ball picked up by Bree Seaball. Seaball has the St. Vincent defender take it off of her, and that was number 36, Zoe Wibbenmeyer, sent to back up field. Stolen away by Hillsborough. Here's a shot from Hamilton from 30 yards out, and that'll skip across the turf into the midst of Sierra Boland. All right, a little bit better there, Seth.
Oh, yeah, they're getting a couple more shots on target. All we got to do is keep focusing on keeping possession, if that's what's really killing us right now.
All right, St. Vincent going right to the left here. Faith Brewer chasing one just outside the hash near the 20-yard line. There's the left boot of Hamilton to send it out of bounds. No, never mind. Hillsborough kept it in. That's Peyton Keene. Gets rid of it, gets it back. Keene then bounces it off the leg of an Indian out of bounds. Another throw-in coming for Hillsborough. By the way, Seth Oshie joining us here on the call here for the second half. Going to be going to Central Methodist to try to be a goalkeeper at some point in his career there. What's their mascot, by the way?
It's an eagle.
Eagle, all right. That's not too far from a hawk, is it?
Nah, it's a little bit different colors, though.
Okay.
Maybe not a color I'm too much of a fan of, green, but...
Green, okay.
I guess I can come to liking green.
Well, you're going to have to get used to it for 4 years, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got ourselves a substitution after a dead ball here. Ball going out of bounds for a goal kick. And coming onto the field of play for Hillsborough is number 6, Jillian Sherp. S-H-E-R-P into the game, number 6. Here's that goal kick taken by Henneman. I honestly don't know what the difference is between a hawk and an eagle.
To be honest, I don't either.
Right. They're just two big birds that can be quite scary, and I just want to avoid them all together. 13 minutes to play in the second half. Ball out of bounds. Here comes a St. Vincent throw. Scoreless action here on KJF, Crystal City, Festus, Herculaneum, as well as AM800 at KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, and Deloge. Here's a second throw-in for St. Vincent. And ball pinballs around and eventually out of bounds for a Hillsborough throw. So Lauren Keene, senior, on the back line tonight for Coach Schott, throws it in towards Colleen Tice, and Tice has it knocked off her body out of bounds. So Hillsborough will get another throw. Here's Hannah Vaughn trying to turn with it and passes it with her right foot off the body of Megan Henneman. Henneman, on the defensive side for me, Seth, has sort of been the one that has stood out for St. Vincent. And even when it comes to attacking, sometimes she's the one that just delivers that long ball and gives, you know, her teammates like Callie Seaball a chance to chase one down.
Oh, yeah. I feel like she's really been that key player to try and stop the offensive attack for the Hawks and to really start the attack for the St. Vincent.
So a throw in for Hillsborough gets pushed out of bounds, and now St. Vincent earns one. Long toss in there. Wow. Pretty good throw by number 35, Mary Schwartz, up the near sideline, I should say, onto the Hillsborough side. Ball pushed back out of bounds. Another throw for St. Vincent and a possible shot on target, but no. It rolls off the left foot of Callie Seaball and well over, or actually above the crossbar, but to the left of it. And so St. Vincent had a player right facing up Mackenzie Baker, and again, that was Callie Seaball, but her shot just wasn't on target. And so goal kick for the Hawks. Hillsborough in possession. Stretch pass to the near side on the chase was Sherp, and it goes out of bounds. St. Vincent gets the throw. I believe that was Colleen Tice that tried to pass that one.
Yes, it was.
All right, 10:45 to play in this second half. Zero for St. Vincent. Zero goals on the board for Hillsborough. Ball off the right knee of Lauren Keene. Down to the body of Mary Schwartz. And then sent along the sideline by, I believe that was Lola Dowster. She had it put back off of her body and out of bounds. So Hillsborough with another throw. Just looking for a goal here, Seth.
Oh, yeah. We've been down here a lot, but St. Vincent's been down on our end a lot, too. It's just whoever can capitalize first, it feels like.
All right, another ball out of bounds. Sherp was the one that was on the attack for Hillsborough, cleared by St. Vincent's defense. Throw by Keene. Shot. Passes it back to Keene. Sends it into the 18-yard box. Loose ball there. St. Vincent tries to get it out. They finally do. Henneman rolls it off the left foot of Mary Schwartz and out of bounds. Hillsborough with another throw. Keene gets it to Schott. Schott back to Keene. 10-yard pass to her left for Faith Wilson. Wilson on the ball has it briefly poked away. Hillsborough, though, maintains possession. And there is number 19, Lauren Pickett, with a pass from outside the hashes to between them around the 40. Hillsborough in the attacking third again. Peyton Keene finds Colleen Tice. Henneman steps in, knocks it away. Loose ball. Hillsborough sends it towards the St. Vincent goal, and it's wide of the far post. Far post from us, and it goes out of bounds for another goal kick. So inside of 10 to play. Hillsborough looking a little bit better, Seth.
Oh, yeah. They're pressuring more, and they get a lot more shots. Even if they're not on target, it's still nice to get a couple shots in there.
Want to make sure those goalkeepers stay awake, you know. Thank you there. Very windy, by the way, this evening. In case you can't tell on the microphones, just thought I'd let you know. but, man, what a beautiful, beautiful night here. Sun's still going down. It's off to our right, kind of out of sight, but providing enough light on this pitch, of course, with the light poles on as well. Just a beautiful setup, really.
And even with the wind, it's not as bad as it has been. It's not as windy to where it makes it real cold out, but it's a nice little breeze.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice.
Yep. Look forward to more of this probably after... Probably around Sunday. That's kind of what we're looking at because it looks like we're going to get some rain.
Oh, yeah.
Either late night, tonight, overnight kind of thing, and all the way through Saturday. So we'll see what happens there. That's kind of your simple Doe Run Company weather update. Rain over the next few days and some sunshine on Sunday. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals that we need to power our future. All right, so what do we have here? It looks like we've got ourselves a throw-in for St. Vincent. On the near side, down to our left.
Corner, actually, I think.
Oh, okay, that was just the player coming off the field of play. Okay. So here's Henneman, Wibbenmeyer, to swing one in. Henneman, top of the 18-yard box, tries to get there, and then a loose ball that is taken towards net. And I believe that was the left foot of Mary Schwartz. She sent it wide. But, man, if that was on target, that would have been upper corner. Would have been really tough for Baker to get there.
Oh, yeah. Those are always the toughest to get to.
Except for you. You're about 6'12", aren't you?
I wish. It's always nice to be taller.
Yes, especially as a goalkeeper. 7 minutes to play here in the ball game. What am I talking about? In the game here, as St. Vincent has Faith Brewer try to chase one down and goes out of bounds. Got about six different sports to think about during spring season. I sometimes get confused. 6:45 to play in this half. And Mary Schwartz on the ball. Swings it in with a right foot. Headed down by Hamilton. Body tumbles for St. Vincent. Ball bounces high off the turf. Lauren Keene keeps it alive with her head. Now it comes down off the chest and the right foot of Colleen Tice. And then Tice collides knee to knee with Dowster. Both get right back up. Ball wound up going out of bounds for a Hillsborough throw. That was a pretty major collision just had there. So throw in off the body of Lola Dowster. Dowster trying to keep possession alive for St. Vincent, but she had a roll off her ankle and out of bounds. Another throw in for Lauren Keene. Finds the side of the right foot of Molly Dooley. Sends it back towards the middle of the hashes, or between the hashes. Abby shot. First one to it, or second one to it, is St. Vincent able to send it back upfield. But there to intercept it is Rachel Hamilton. Hamilton weaves her way between a couple of defenders, turns back and finds Lauren Keene. Lauren Keene nudged off her pass forward by Faith Brewer. Back over towards Keene, and then her pass again forward comes off the body of Mary Schwartz and out of bounds for Hillsborough throw. 5:25 to play. Hillsborough applying some pressure here in a scoreless game. Keene throws it into Vaughn. Vaughn wearing some high red socks, much like the rest of the Hillsborough players. She was unable to bring it down and possess. St. Vincent cleared it. And did they clear it out of bounds? Yep. So here comes a Hillsborough throw near midfield. As that was Mary Schwartz that got the ball off of her and out of bounds. So under five to play in the second half. Throw in for Hillsborough. Brief dribble there for Bree Seabault. Try to find Dooley 10 yards to her left. Dooley had it taken away by Henneman. And then Henneman couldn't find her teammate Faith Brewer, number 77, as the ball rolled out. Just to the right of the St. Vincent bench, throw in for Lauren Keene. And do we have a foul on the header, I guess?
Yeah, it looks like foul on number two, Bree Seabault.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was an illegal throw, but it looked like there was a foul on Seabaugh going head-to-head with one of the Indians there. So 4:18 to play, free kick for St. Vincent, taken by Dowster. Gets a good 40-yard pass towards the touchline. It bounces away, and it looks like it was helped out of bounds by Hillsborough. So here comes the third corner kick of the night for St. Vincent to take it from the near corner flag as Lola Dowster, the sophomore. Puts it right on that little arc, closer to the touchline. Lines up the pass. Everyone in the box except for two Indians. It comes forward. It's off of Baker. Still alive in the box. Now sent out wide, back to the near side. And unable to control it was Lola Dowster. Good defense there by Hillsborough. Keeps it a 0-0 game with 3:25 to play in the second half. You just never know these days, Seth, when that ball goes into the box and, you know, you got girls just trying to kick at it left and right. You just never know what's going to happen to it.
Oh, yeah. I could always catch a foot of St. Vincent or even reflect off one of us Hillsborough players, and that could be it. That could be the only thing needed to win this game.
Right. So I'm guessing that's probably kind of the conversation that Coach Pistorio and Coach Schott would have at this point whenever their team possesses it in the attacking third, is to just kick the ball towards net and see what happens.
Seems like it right now.
So let's see. A ball out of bounds and a Hillsborough throw incoming. By the way, you can listen to this and all of our broadcasts at MIMOinfo.com. Brought to you by Coles Tractor and Equipment, home of the Bad Boy Mower, and LS Tractors, mow with an attitude, and lead the herd, don't just follow. Coles Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32, Farmington. So check us out, MIMOinfo.com. You can scroll down to the bottom and click on TuneIn and catch the coverage there, or you can click at the top of the page on the logo of said station that the game is on. So, for instance, if you wanted to tell someone to listen to this game online, you could tell them, hey, go to MIMOinfo.com and click on the KHF logo. All right, inside of 2 minutes to play, maybe one last effort here for Hillsborough. Baker has it, top of her 18-yard box. The goalkeeper for Hillsborough sends it forward off of Colleen Tice between the hashes. St. Vincent takes possession. A through ball there. Or a long pass for Seabaugh. She couldn't get to it, but Hillsborough passed it right back to her. And from 35 yards out, a shot on target is in. And St. Vincent takes a lead with a minute and a half to play. What a goal for St. Vincent. That was Anna Schwartz, I believe. There was a mess of bodies and then a big shot. And so it's 1-0 St. Vincent. Hillsborough going to have to try to tie this one up late. Ball out of bounds, deflected off of St. Vincent. Here comes a throw for Lauren Keene, 1:20 to play. Hillsborough in the attacking third. Backline for the Indians clears it. Here's Callie Seaball. St. Vincent still in possession. Now they lose it briefly, 60 seconds to play. Still on the Hillsborough side. Here's Henneman picking it up. Rolls it along the turf for Callie Seaball. Seaball turns. Finds her teammate just outside the 18-yard box. It's Reese Barber. Barber, the freshman, chases it towards the corner flag. Kicks it back. Here's a cross by number 35. Mary Schwartz to the top of the 18-yard box. 38 seconds left. Hillsborough trying to get it out of their own end. And it's off the body of Lauren Keenan out of bounds. For a St. Vincent throw, under 30 seconds to play. The Indians will just do whatever they can to keep it on the Hillsborough side. Backline clearance towards Tice. Tice can't control it. 15 seconds. St. Vincent up 1-0. Kick forward by Keene. St. Vincent's back line chests it down. That was Liz Wibbenmeyer coming forward. 7 seconds to go, and there's no way Hillsborough is going to be able to win or tie this one up with a goal. As keeping it near the corner flag is number 35, Mary Schwartz. The horn sounds. And with 1:33 to play in this match, it's St. Vincent that gets the go-ahead and game-winning goal. We'll wrap this one up for you here coming up in just a second as that shot went through and into the bottom left corner of the net for a 1-0 lead. And St. Vincent wins this one, and they improve to 3-3 on the year. Hillsborough drops to 2-3. Again, we'll be back in just a bit to wrap it up.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
That gives so many chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
Time for another Spring Ka-Ching Keyword. Alpha Media is giving away $1,000 each weekday through Friday, April 26th. Keyword this hour brought to you by Fisher Furniture, real service from real people. Go online to MIMOinfo.com and enter the keyword STICK and you could win $1,000. 18 years or older, again, the keyword is STICK. Enter it now at MIMOinfo.com.
Family, health, home. Comtree Primary Care has received top recognition from the National Committee for Quality Assurance in Healthcare. Our doctors, nurses, and staff lead in providing compassionate, quality care to help you feel at home and a part of the Comtree family tree.
Comtree Primary Care has received top recognition from the National Committee for Quality Assurance in Healthcare.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Hey, if you haven't been to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills lately, then you haven't been to Patsy's Furniture. Man, the selection is as good now as it's ever been. And that's saying something. Seriously, stop by and say hi to Chris and Jamie. The first thing you'll notice is just how nice they are. They won't hard sell you at all. They'll just let you look around and offer you help when you need it. And we're talking about really nice furniture, too, from some of the best-known brand names in the business. Hey, maybe that's why Patsy's Furniture is my only stop when I do my furniture shopping. Patsy's Furniture, right off Highway 67 at the Parkway Drive exit. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs?
Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Megan Leip with 1:33 to go in this match between St. Vincent and Hillsboro. Shot it from about 35 yards out. It looked like it was going to go wide of the net, but no, it went into the bottom left corner from the far side of the pitch, just outside the hashes there. Megan Leip winning it for St. Vincent. They now improved to 3-3 on the year. We'll have Caitlin Pastorio, head coach of the Indians, coming up here for some postgame here in just a bit. Welcome into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. It was kind of one of those goals where you just didn't really expect it. I mean, we went 78 and a half minutes with no goals being scored, only a few shots on target here and there. And then Callie Seaball took the ball outside the 18-yard box back towards Megan Leip, and then Leip just, for whatever reason, instead of trying to precision pass it back into the 18-yard box and see if she could find some of her teammates, just put it on goal, and Baker couldn't get to it in time and just went into the bottom left corner of the net. An impressive goal from about 35 yards out. And St. Vincent picks up a very, very, very late victory here tonight. So didn't have many goals to talk about. Certainly didn't have many opportunities either. Just a very well-fought game defensively. And so we'll go ahead and try to track down Coach Pastorio and get her for some postgame. Right now she's talking to her team at, they've kind of formed a circle around the, one part of the circle is around the 25-yard line, and the other part is around the 40-yard line. They're doing some postgame stretches. There was a bit of an injury, though, to one of the Indians, and that was Jenna Leip, number 15. So Jenna Leip gets hurt at about the 18-minute mark, I think it was, in the second half. And then her sister, Megan Leip, went ahead and kicked the game winner. So the Leips put their name all over this game tonight. Megan Henneman was another one, defensive midfielder, that had a really good game for Coach Pastorio, for St. Vincent. As far as Hillsboro is concerned, you know, like I said, I mean, it was a defensive battle towards the very, very end of the game, and it took one crazy 35-yard-plus shot and maybe a little bit of luck to win this one for St. Vincent. But on the Hillsboro side, you know, you had Abby Schott, obviously, strong midfielder. Touch the ball a lot and facilitate a lot of their offense. But when you score 31 goals in a season and you're a first-team All-State player, well, guess what? They're going to shut you down. Or most teams are going to do what they can to shut you down. And in the first half, Schott had a little bit more freedom. She was more impressive between the hashes here at the Hillsboro Football Stadium, so sort of middle-middle, if you will. And as I mentioned in the first half, St. Vincent kind of doubled the outside balls and did not allow very many crosses in. And again, when Abby Schott ran through midfield in the first half, they kind of collapsed the defense a little bit around her and used some of those midfielders to drop back, and one of them was Megan Henneman. So a greatly designed defense by Coach Pastorio to help St. Vincent shut down Hillsboro 1-0. Second consecutive loss for the Hawks where they've not been able to put a ball across the goal line. And we'll see. Coach Pastorio said in her pregame, she said, you know what? People don't really focus too much on what you did in March. It's more what you do in April and May and June, even as you get ready for districts and the state playoffs. And certainly a good victory here for for St. Vincent. Again, a team that lost a lot of their major players last year. And I'll repeat their names because they're worth repeating. Corinne Carroll, who was a two-time Dream Team athlete and Dream Team Player of the Year last season in her senior campaign. She's off at Mizzou for education. Jenna Winkler, center central defender, off to Mizzou as well. And then you also had Abby Buckeye and Katie Schnurbusch go to SEMO. And then Courtney Brewer, the goalkeeper, who of those five is the only one continuing to play soccer in college. And she's at Kaskaskia, and I failed to mention this during the game, but Courtney Brewer over at Kaskaskia, 8 wins, 4 losses, a 1.15 goals against average. That is outstanding. That is spectacular. That is quite impressive. So that's what St. Vincent lost. And so, you know, this year is going to be one of those, you know, got to kind of test it out and see how things will go. And trial by fire, if you will, for the 9 freshmen. A few of them got to play here tonight. For Hillsborough, you know, it comes down to the team kind of figuring out when Abby's shot gets shut down, who's the next one up? Who's going to take control of the game? And they've got a couple of bodies that are available that are able to do that, Molly Dooley and Brianna Seabaugh. And, again, and Colleen Tice. I thought Colleen Tice, for a freshman, had pretty good composure near midfield, and she was often sought out by a lot of the back line for St. Vincent, or excuse me, for Hillsborough. But she's a good player, too. So Colleen Tice had a pretty decent game tonight for Hillsborough. Bree Seabaugh got a few touches here and there. Molly Dooley and Abby Schott really were the two that were sort of playing in that midfield and sort of facilitating the offense, what little offense Hillsborough could get going forward. But just a great defensive effort for St. Vincent. They get the 1-0 victory. And I'm going to go track down Coach Pistorio here and have her come up for the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show. So we'll send it to a break here, and when we come back, we'll have Caitlin Pistorio for you of the victorious St. Vincent Indians.
It is 19 minutes after 7 o'clock here at KJEF, and we have found out a little bit more on the accident on I-55 that had traffic stopped up beginning about 3 hours ago, all the way from Peavely back up to Richardson Road. Southbound lanes of 55 backed up from Peavely all the way to Richardson Road. And what we're finding out now, hazmat crews were brought in, and it was a situation of a semi-truck carrying batteries that got into a car, and there was a crash. Semi meeting a car causes a crash, and the batteries leaked acid onto the roadway. So that's why hazmat was brought in, an acid leak onto the roadway from the batteries being hauled by that semi. And that happened at Z just south of Z in Peavely is where that accident took place. Be more precise. The southbound entrance ramp to get onto 55, probably a quarter mile or less, maybe an eighth of a mile from the entrance ramp to get onto the highway. That's the exact spot in the southbound lanes where it all took place. So that's what we know right now, and we'll have more details on that accident. We do not know if there were any injuries, by the way. That has not yet been officially reported. We'll have more details on that as the night moves along here on AM 1400 KJEF.
Why would somebody from Potosi drive all the way to Ledington to buy a pool from Home Pools and Spas? Don Thompson says they're people you can trust.
Jason and his crew were there and doing everything they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it, and did a great job, very timely, very professional, and I'm real pleased.
Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going
home is where the
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show up in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step here on KJEF and KRI. And we're joined by Caitlin Pistorio, head coach of the St. Vincent Indians, who pulled out a late one here tonight with 93 seconds left in this contest. Goal scored by Megan Leip one of the lifes had to do it here tonight, Coach. And Megan was the one that stepped up from about 35-ish yards out into the bottom left corner of the net, kind of a looping shot. Were you surprised that it went in?
I thought she had a good position. It looked like she was approaching it perfectly, and we've been talking to them all game. You got to take those shots from the outside. So as soon as she started to approach it, I was pretty hopeful. As long as she hit one of the outside corners, we'd be good.
Before we move on to other things, another Leip for you, Jenna Leip. Had a great game before that injury. Is she okay?
Yeah, I think so. She'll probably have to get an x-ray on the foot. We'll see. It's hard to tell. It was a little sensitive, a little sore. Got stepped on a couple times back-to-back. And so I know it's pretty sensitive right now. I'm just hoping it's more bruising than anything.
Right. And before that Nick there, Coach, you know what? She was kind of the MVP for me. She was the girl that was always on the chase, always putting pressure on the back line of Hillsborough and creating, you know, the few opportunities that you guys did have. She did a good job just ball pressure and just sort of staying upfield, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she's just a sophomore, but she doesn't play like it. She was up top for us whenever Callie Sebo was out last year, and she still continues to impress me every day with her effort, as well as just knowing, you know, when to make a cut, when to hold back, getting some nice through balls to her teammate up top.
Another player that certainly caught my eye for you, and you kind of dropped her back in the center mid position there, Megan Henneman, did an excellent job, again, sort of keeping an eye on Abby Schott, on Molly Dooley, two very quick girls through the midfield for Hillsborough, and she just, it seemed like anytime they turned, especially in the second half, anytime either one of them turned, there was Megan Henneman to say, all right, you know, I'm going to take the ball away from you, or at least, you know, make you give it up a little bit early.
Yeah, we knew coming into the game that we really had to control the middle of the field, specifically the center mid area. I mean, Abby Schott, we talked about her before the game. You forget about her, then you're going to regret it. And so we came out second half, told Megan Henneman and Megan Leip, you know, stay between the numbers. We're on a football field here, you know,
right.
Stay between the numbers. Don't get caught too far outside. Stay in the middle of the field, and it seemed to work.
You know, they tried to bring in Colleen Tice through the midfield as well, kind of a bigger, taller freshman. Maybe not big, but she is a little bit taller. And you know, Colleen Tice got to run around a little bit in the first half, and then I think you guys maybe took notice that she was trying to get more involved in the game, and you took her away too.
Yeah, you know, we tried to pick up on her. We know she's talented. I mean, she's a freshman, but she's got a great size on her to where, you know, you get one nice cross, she can finish it beautifully. So as soon as she took over in the center of the field, we kind of put Megan Leip on her to just keep an eye, and it worked out well.
Sierra Bolin didn't have much to do, so I don't think we really need to talk about her play. A lot of shots were just sort of, you know, we're tired of losing the ball in the attacking third. This is Hillsborough's mindset. We're tired of losing the ball in the attacking third. Let's just kick it somewhere and see what happens. But obviously I've given you my input on some of the players and some of the things that I noticed, but what about you? What are some other things that popped out to you tonight?
Yeah, I felt like second half especially, it seemed like we were able to dominate the center of the field a little more, which is one of the things we've been working on. We still got to work on communication. I mean, we are our worst enemy whenever it comes to just not talking, not telling our teammates, you know, one-on, turn, you know, the simple basics of communication. So we really got to get better with that. But that last 2 minutes of that game was probably the best we've played all season. It seemed like, you know, it just lit a fire under us, and everyone was on the same page at the same time, and we just got to expand it beyond 2 minutes.
Yeah, certainly. So Megan Leip gets the game-winning goal for you, the only goal of the game. And I know, Coach, you came off a tough 1-0 loss to Fredericktown last night, and now you kind of do the same to Hillsborough. I talked to the Northwest coach, David Willis, the other day about defense, and his defense is spectacular right now. They've only given up one goal through five games, and that was on a penalty kick. And he said for him and his team, defense early on in the season is strong, and it makes sense for him. And sort of the offense comes a little bit later. So with that in mind, your defense, you only give up one goal to a very tough Fredericktown team, and then you give up none against a very tough Hillsborough team. What do you think about your defense right now?
Yeah, you know, that was one of the areas that I was really nervous about coming into this season. We lost two first-team All-Staters defensively. We also lost first-team All-State goalie. So, you know, I typically agree with, you know, we get our defense locked on first and then offense comes later. It seems like this season we're kind of operating from reverse, but
okay.
It seems like we're starting to figure out the lineup back there, the transitions, the first subs off the bench that kind of makes sense for us. And so I think we're getting there. This was definitely a much improved performance by our defense. It's just keeping making common sense decisions there.
Back-to-back nights you play, you lose 1-0, then you come back, fight back, and win 1-0, 90 seconds to go in the match. Megan Leip gets the game-winning goal. Coach, one final thought from you about Maplewood, Richmond Heights. How are they going to test you think?
Oh, they're going to be a good program. I think they've got nearly every player returning this season. We played them last year in quarterfinals and the year before in quarterfinals, so they're a good program. We're glad to have them on our regular season schedule just so we get a better idea of where they're at. They've got a lot of speed. They used to be young. They're now pretty much all seniors. So it'll be a tough challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win again tonight. Megan Leip gets the game winner. Our best wishes to Jenna Leip. Hopefully that foot holds up and she's okay there. And thank you so much for all your time with us this evening and beforehand yesterday. So good
thank
victory
you.
For you guys. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
That is Caitlin Pastorio, head coach of the St. Vincent Lady Indians. They win it 1-0 on a goal by Megan Leip from 35-plus yards out. They improved to 3-3 this season. All right. We got a couple things that we got to get to, and then we'll be able to sign off here on this Wednesday evening. Let's see where to begin. So many things. All right, Matt gets to choose. Hearing Care Partners' upcoming broadcast schedule. They listen so you can hear. Okay, so we've got Festus and Windsor baseball tomorrow, and it's going to be at Windsor High School's new at its high school where they've got a brand new all-turf fields, and that includes infield and outfield. And so we're going to be there. We're going to get to take some photos there and check that out. And so that's going to be tomorrow at 4:30 first pitch, 4:15 pregame. And by the way, speaking of pictures, we'll have some from tonight's activity at KJFF Sports on Instagram. You can check those out, KJFF Sports. And again, we'll have pictures at Windsor and their new ballpark, or their new baseball field, I should say. And we'll do that during the game and all that good stuff and post those on to KJFS Sports so you can kind of see what it's like there. But as far as the broadcast schedule goes, again, we got Festus at Windsor tomorrow, and then we're going to join on KJF. We're going to join on KJF the Sweet 16 in progress. So the Sweet 16 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Sweet 16 will begin tomorrow. On AM800 KREI, it will be right at 5 o'clock. That's when we'll start the coverage there. But on KJF, it'll be an in-progress join. And again, we got that Festus Windsor baseball game. And then we have Sweet 16 coverage Friday on both KREI and KJF. Uninterrupted activity there, all beginning at 5 o'clock. Then Saturday, more Sweet 16 coverage, Elite 8 coverage, beginning at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon on KREI and KJF. And then more Elite 8 action on Sunday from noon to 6 on KREI and KJF. And then on J98, Saturday night, it'll be myself, Matt Greenwood, and Andy Humphrey, J98 Sports Director. We'll be on J98 for the MAAA Conference, JCAA Conference All-Star Basketball Game, Boys Basketball Game. Going to be so fun. And we're so looking forward to that over at Mineral Area College in Park Hills. That's Saturday, 5:30 broadcast time. And there's a three-point shooting contest and an all-star game. So certainly looking forward to that. Okay, so that's our Hearing Care Partners upcoming broadcasts. And they listen so you can hear. As far as the player of the game, doing good in the neighborhood. That's it. That's Applebee's slogan. Yeah, doing good in the neighborhood. Applebee's in Farmington. Our player of the game, Megan Leip. She's the one that got the goal, the game-winning goal, the only goal of the game, a 1-0 victory tonight for St. Vincent. So Megan Leip is our Applebee's player of the game. And the play of the game, well, only makes sense. Patsy's Furniture play of the game is the goal being scored from about 35 yards out, a looping shot from just outside the right hash on the far side of the pitch, coming back to the near side and coming in about midway up the near post into the bottom left corner of the back of the net for the game winner. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. So that's it for us here at Hillsborough High School. It's been a pleasant evening, and it's been an absolute pleasure to have you listening. I want to give a big thanks to Seth Oshie, who Hillsborough goalkeeper for the boys soccer team last couple of years, off to Central Methodist. Best wishes to him. He joined us here on the call for the second half, gave his analysis, did a good job. So thank you, kid. And thanks to Hal Neisser back in the KJF studio and Nick Lewis in the KREI studio for keeping us on air. Again, thank you so much. St. Vincent wins it 1-0 over Hillsboro. And we'll have Festus Windsor Baseball on KJF tomorrow night. So there you go. That's a wrap. Thank you so much again. Have a good night.